bow. When my arms first grew firm, I began to trust myself to love someone outside my family. I could lift another body off the ground and throw it wherever I wanted. I could carry a boy to a yard away from my yard, and what I did there was my own business. Buried by the compost pile was a half-rotten stick I could bend into a bow, so I tied a string from each end and taught myself to aim by imagining whatever I stared at sat very still. My arms grew because I lifted stones from the boy's family garden. No one needed to tell me how to work. I uncoiled a hose and threw a bevel from crack to crack on the sidewalk to distinguish a cord of muscle from my shoulders. Once, the boy came to my house and I told him to watch me shoot the tree with an arrow I carved from the lattice on the deck. I held it out to him and imagined his body becoming still. He stood behind the tree so he could hear the wood cut open or watch the arrow graze past him. I saw myself growing. It was a safe time for us to understand the sound of speed.